Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here on 98.3 The Snake. It's the classic rock station, and luckily you are here, and so am I. I'm Kendra Wolf, and Ella from CSI is hanging out with me to fill us in on actually lots of stuff going on over at CSI.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff going on. Tonight we have the nationally renowned concert pianist Del Parkinson returns to CSI stage tonight. He's performed many times at CSI and brings out his fans. Here's a chance to enjoy some of his classic music or introduce them to your kids. Tickets are just $5 each and available at the door. The show starts at 7 p.m. in the Fine Arts Theater tonight.
Nice. That's, I can afford $5.
I know. Isn't it great?
That's awesome. Okay. And I love raw fruits and vegetables, and I think a lot of people do too. The U-Pick is going on right now too, right?
Yes, if you love vegetables and you're a health nut, if you call yourself that, there are lots of vegetables and berries still available at the CSI U-Pick'em, which is located on North College, across the street from the Expo Center. The big items right now are eggplant, tomatoes, peppers, several kinds of squash, and pumpkins are on their way soon. You can also find red and golden raspberries.
Yes.
You need to call Dawn for at 732-6401 for more information on when to pick.
If you've never been there, you literally get your little baggie like you're at the grocery store and you pick, you know, raw, you know, right off the vine. It's pretty good.
I know. I need to go there.
It's really good.
This is the only weekend I've been here, so I think I'll go do it this weekend.
Awesome. Me too. I got to go do that. So I like food. Can you tell me about the Italian buffet?
Oh, if you love food, which I love food, and Italian is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The annual event done by the CSI Culinary Arts students, and easily one of the finest Italian dinners you'll find, is from 5 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, October 2nd, in the small cafeteria located in CSI's Desert Building. $16 for adults and $8.50 for children. Space is limited, so it's really important to get your tickets in advance. Call Lori at 732-6300.
Nice. And I've actually eaten, I haven't eaten at this Italian buffet, but I've eaten at the CSI with the culinary students. And, you know, you're thinking, oh, no, what's going to happen here? But it was good. It was real good.
Yes.
It was a sit-down dinner. I went with my in-laws for lunch, and it was a nice break from work.
Oh, they do a fantastic job. It's great going
so
over there
good.
For lunch.
The bread was so good. Okay, so I just now have a four-month-old, but he'll be older eventually. And I know a lot of our listeners have kids and grandkids, and CSI has something really fun for the kids to do. Can you fill me in?
Yeah, it's a mask-making workshop at the Harrett Center for 8 to 11-year-olds. It's the afternoon of Saturday, September 27th. Space, again, is limited, so go ahead and get your call in to sign your kids up. What's going to happen is the kids are going to learn about masks and other cultures, and they get to make their own. The mask will be displayed at the Harriet Center throughout the month of October and then available for the children for Halloween. So they made their Halloween mask. So
done.
And it's a lot cheaper than going to the store because it's only $3 for materials.
And easier. You know you're going the night before. And you're
Like,
oh, no, I'm a horrible parent if I don't do this. Yeah, and everyone's thinking about the corn maze. I know it's kind of can you give me a sneak peek?
Oh, it's the 12th year that it's been here, and it's opening up Friday, October the 3rd.
Okay.
We'll have more information about tickets in the future, but you can, if you're a listener, get free tickets.
All right.
Well, so be paying attention for that.
If you're not a Snake VIP, just get signed up now. Just saying. 983thesnake.com. Awesome. Ella, thank you for coming in. Anything else?
No, just
that's it.
Go support your community.
Nice. And CSI CSI makes it easy to support because they got good stuff. We'll put up this entire interview online, 983thesnake.com.